I think the other significant story that happened in the Bow Valley this week was that crazy blog about a bear attack in the Icefields Parkway area, Mount Wilson.
I think it's straight out of a movie. It's one of those reminders that we live in an area with wildlife, but to stumble upon a denning bear while ice climbing, like, that doesn't happen very often. And the fact that they got away.
It was a charging bear that actually bit down on the guy's boot and like punctured his foot there.
He had to pry the bear's jaw open.
Crazy.
With his hands. I have a puppy and I try and she gets my socks and I'm like, try to pry it open. It's very difficult.
Yeah.
Imagine a grizzly bear.
No kidding.
It's like a whole nother level.
Like you said, you know, we live in bear country, but it's very rare to hear about incidents like this. It just doesn't happen very often. But, you know, it's all over the international news because they're British climbers and they put it on their blog. I don't know if you've actually read the blog post. It's actually kind of weird because you have to actually scroll down to find the bear attack part because it just starts out like a typical climbing blog. Shows them climbing, shows all the routes they did, blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah, and then we got attacked by a bear and here's the puncture wounds and here's Buddy lying in the bed.
And one thing I've noticed as a reporter is that these two climbers have not actually done any interviews with any media outlets whatsoever. All the reports that we have on this attack is from their blog.
Really?
And then also information from Parks Canada. Parks Canada flew over the site with a helicopter, found the den. They've closed the area.
For the whole winter, I think.
For the whole winter. And last winter, there was a bear denning in an area near one of the ski hills. They closed that area too. And that confirms the story, but the fact that no one's actually spoken to these guys makes me a little curious about
what do you think that means?
I don't know. Maybe they're waiting for their movie deal.
Really?
I don't know. Maybe they're waiting for the movie deal because I can picture watching that on a big screen because it was harrowing.
We don't really think about running into bears at this time of year, but this is an example of, you know, you never know what kind of wildlife is going to be out wherever you are in the backcountry. So always good to be vigilant out there.